Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Hello. Welcome to our pre-show. This is for the 25th. God damn, this goddamn month hauled ass, didn't it? Shit, man. Hauled ass. So I've been back from Florida for 3 weeks. Yeah. Let's see. Almost 3 weeks. All right. So we have on the TVs tonight, we have... Actually, I'm looking at the fucking Golf Channel. How'd that shit happen? I don't want to watch that shit. Nothing against golf, but I don't really give a fuck. What I want to see is the forensic files. I've got the hockey, National Hockey League, and this pussy shit golf on. What? Wait a minute. This is HLN. Why am I looking at fucking golf? They got this pumped in from TNT. Okay. Oh, it's a goddamn pro. It's Eli Manning and Tiger Woods on one team. And Tom Brady, Eli Manning just flew the green. Isn't Brady on this other team? Let me see. Mickelson. This is Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady, yeah. I thought you were my friend. And they're in carts. Why aren't they walking? I know, they're athlete. Look at that. Mickelson flew the fucking green. He went behind the green. And he looks very upset and very disappointed. What are you playing for here, Phil? Money? Prestige? Don't want to look like shit where you're playing with the football player? Because the football players are playing as good as you? What are you talking about? Let's see Brady, man. Oh, they got a camera mounted on the side of each cart. Each guy's got his own cart. Mickelson looks really fucking hacked off. Got a camera right on his ass. He's playing lessons from Tiger and Phil along with Tom and Peyton Mudlin. I'm in. Chipper Jones. Oh, they're quoting guys from Twitter. So Brady's shot landed short of the green. And so he had the best shot of the... of course, I didn't see Tiger Woods. Woods is probably on. And Peyton Manning is behind the fucking green. The only guy... Where's what Tiger Woods shot? He's probably on it. I don't see any ball. Yeah, I do. There is a ball on the green. Tiger Woods is on the green to the right of the cup. Am I right? No, that's a mark on the television screen. Excuse me. Brady's chip. Following up the hill. Doesn't break for him. Goes past the cup about 10 feet. But not bad. Not a half bad chip. Is this a three par? Nah, no fucking way. It's par four. Looks like par four. Brady now walking up to his ball on the green. Peyton Manning. Now here's Tiger. Yeah, Tiger was on. No, he was not. Tiger. Everybody flew this fucking green. The only guy that was short who actually had the better shot was Brady. He was short of the green by about 5-10 feet. The other three were over. Manning went to the left. Tiger Woods just to the back of the green, I guess. And Mickelson, same kind of bullshit. And Peyton Manning's all bitching and moaning, and he's wearing a pink shirt. I'm fucking around. All right, let's fuck this shit. Wait, let me see Manning's shot. Manning step. Oh, he's got his putter out. He's on the grass. He really wailed into that. Oh, you're well short. No, he's not. Yeah, he is. He's well short. He pulled his putter out, if you'll pardon the expression, while he was on the thick of the grass there. And he gave it a really good strike, but it rolled short by about 7 feet. So he should have manned the fuck up and chipped that thing up there. But, you know. Now Tiger, who flew the green, almost to the identical spot actually as Peyton Manning. So I was wrong about everything having to do with Tiger Woods' shot. I was hoping he had the best shot of the four because he is black, and I'm kidding. Nice shot. He's within like 4 feet of the putt of the cup. So everybody's second shot is in the neighborhood. Now here comes Mickelson. Is he on already? No, it's Brady. So where's Mickelson? J.J. Watt says, Tom has to be a couple seconds away from a club toss. I guess he's having a shitty round. The weather looks like shit. Mickelson, same area, just over the green. So today we're going to have Professor Dr. Ed Elcott and Kenny Slagg dig on that. Dig on that groove on that. It's a groove thing, you know. I wish you wouldn't play the music. It's very disturbing.
Well, I'll tell you this much, Kenny. Yes, I'm going to play the music because it's disturbing to you.
Oh, what's wrong with this goddamn thing? Come on, load, bitch, load. We got problems here with fucking iTunes. Do I need to reboot this mother? If I got to reboot this goddamn computer, that means I got to fucking... Where are we at here, man? Are we not connected to the internet? Is that the problem? Is it the main malfunction here?
1, 2, 3. Let me see.
One of the things you never want to see is you never want to be... you don't ever really want to come in here with fucking problems, you know, in the studio. It's bad enough trying to figure out what you want to do on a show and then to come in with goddamn problems is a bitch and a half. We're having a hard time. The iTunes is not fucking loading here, man. Not loading. Motherfucker. What is the story here? Uh-oh. Is the cloud somehow fucked up? Yeah, it's indicating there's a problem with the cloud. Cloud Music Library. We couldn't make your iCloud Music Library available. Click on retry button. Where's the retry button, bitch? And click on retry button. Where's your retry button? Is that it? Oh, there it is. Okay. That was the retry button.
Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. Me and Mrs. Jones.
Yo, Pierre, you want to come out here?
Me and Mrs. Jones.
We're doing Dr. Ed Elcott. Doing Dr. Ed Elcott. And the song I'm looking for is Breathe. Right?
Death falls so heavy.
That song had a lot of meaning when I was like 16. You know, death falling on me and... It was by Spirit called Mechanical World. And when you're 16 and stoned, it's like, man, that's my life. BR. Almost there, but not quite. There we are. Okay.